Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Flash right now.
8 a.m. from the 1250 a.m. The Fan Sports Update Studio. I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, Big Ten football officially begins tonight with the 14th-ranked Badgers taking on Illinois at Camp Randall. Kickoff scheduled for 7 p.m. The game to be broadcasted on the Big Ten Network. Wisconsin favored by 19.5 points tonight. The Big Ten announced yesterday they'll determine whether to cancel games this year based on COVID-19 testing positivity rates within a team. And if a game can't be played, it'll be deemed a no contest. There'll be no makeup games. For a team to participate in the Big Ten championship game, a team must play at least six games, according to conference tiebreaker rules that were also released yesterday. Packers now just 2 days away from taking on the Houston Texans. Both teams coming off a loss. The Packers lost to Tampa Bay, while Houston fell to Tennessee last weekend. Kickoff on Sunday is noon with the Green and Gold postgame show to follow here on The Fan. Week 7 officially kicked off last night with the Eagles rallying to beat the Giants 22-21 on Thursday Night Football. Carson Wentz had a big night, 359 yards through the air, two touchdown passes, and an interception. On the Diamond, World Series Game 3 tonight at 7 p.m. with the Dodgers and Rays tied at one game apiece. Walker Buehler gets the ball for Los Angeles while Charlie Morton gets the start for Tampa Bay. The update brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For Grizzly winners, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow, and if you act now, you get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now and win winner with a Toro. Coming up, hour number 3 of the Bart Winkler Morning Show. This hour, we are going to preview Packers-Texans. We'll take a look from a Houston standpoint. We'll do that with Cody Stutes at 8:30 a.m. from Sports Illustrated. Take your predictions, 414-799-1250. That scared me, I'm not going to lie. Bart Winkler coming up.
Coach Stutes.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for The Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
I'm going to change that by next week, Friday. Hold me to it. Hold me to that, because I don't know. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath here on The Fan. 414-799-1250. Coach Stutes is going to join us around 8:30. And his first name is Cody. Cody Stutes. You guys all know him. SINow.com covers the Texans. He'll join us 8:30. I brought this up with Nick Costos last hour, but I think this is how I feel about this game, and you guys can chime in. 414-799-1250. Your thoughts on the game. I feel like they'll win. I do feel like the Packers will win. I don't know if it's going to be easy or close. I think that it's probably going to be closer than it is easy. Ryan Wood, when we talked to him, PackersNews.com, thinks that this is one of those games where Rodgers, he came out, he didn't like it, didn't like how it went, so he's going to come out and kind of have something to prove and throw for 3-4 touchdowns. The only reason I think that could be true is because Houston's defense is very bad.
They're awful.
And they went through a coaching change, and Romeo Crennel, and I give him credit, last week they were up 7. They scored late. They had a chance to win the game by going for 2. They missed. So then they stayed up 7. The Titans then drove down the field, tied the game, got the ball in overtime. It was over. Tennessee wins, stays undefeated. Yeah. Texans lose again. I mean, J.J. Watt's getting asked about trade rumors. J.J. Watt's been there since 2011.
Well, I mean, the defense
Randall
is terrible.
Randall Cobb.
Yeah, he's getting asked about trade rumors as well. He just joined the team this year after leaving Dallas. I mean, the defense is, like, historically bad, though. So the Texans, they put up 24 again. Like, I love this over, man, and I don't know how anybody wouldn't. It seems too good to be true, though, like Nick Costos just said. I mean, the Packers average 32 points per game, even after only scoring 10 against Tampa Bay last week. They give up 27.8 a game. The Texans average 24 a game, and they give up 30 points per game. So right there, that's 54. I mean, total yards given up, the Packers are giving up 414 a game. The Texans are giving up 385. If you look at passing yards, you know, the Packers are putting up 274 a game with Aaron Rodgers. Deshaun Watson's putting up 297. Deshaun Watson's almost averaging 300 yards passing a game, and he still has one win this season. Rushing yards, the Packers are rushing for 139 yards this year, while the Texans are only averaging 85 on the ground. Even despite trading the best receiver in all of football for a running back, they still can't run the football. Yards allowed per game, the Packers give up 364 total. The Texans, 440 total yards of offense. Yeah. It's what they give up on an average, man. I think this is a get-right game for Green Bay, but it almost seems too good to be true, right, that they just go in there and roll out the helmets or whatever we call it.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I think that this is a game that if the opponent was any better, I'd probably lean towards the opponent. But Houston's just no good. The defense is bad. Now, the injuries are going to be a question. There are some big-time injuries for the Packers. A lot of guys that did not practice on Wednesday did not practice again yesterday. David Bakhtiari, the big one. If he doesn't go, Matt LaFleur would do what he has been doing, and he says, we're going to put our best five linemen out there and figure out where to put them. So you could be looking at Billy Turner to the left side, Elton Jenkins, Rick Wagner, Corey Linsley, Lucas Patrick is your five. That's, you know, not the best offensive line of all time. I think a lot of people are a little down on Rick Wagner for how he looked in spot of Bakhtiari last week. But I don't see David Bakhtiari playing. I'd be surprised if he did. Packers this season so far, if you don't practice Wednesday, you don't practice Thursday, very likely that you do not play. We'll get the final designations today. And maybe they throw a questionable or a doubtful on Bakhtiari. We haven't heard anything to make me think that he is playing on Sunday. So he is still out. Tyler Irvin, who apparently is a huge part of this offense, because without him, the jet sweep stuff was not as effective. It's something Devontae Adams, will hear from him a little bit this hour.
Well, what?
Come on.
You do it to me.
Not like that.
Oh, you do.
I correct you if you said something on accident wrong, not... Geez.
Where were you that morning that I was calling Espresso Expresso?
I let it go.
Where were we on that one?
I let it go. What did I just say? Yeah.
I don't know. It sounded kind of like when my son... One time I was super... My buddies always give me crap because one time I was... You brought up like driving Ruth. Back from Wisconsin. We used to go to either... Well, Wisconsin, or we would go to Champaign, Illinois, because it was like right down the street when we were at Western. And one morning, I was just super hungover, and they were like, "Where are we getting breakfast?" And I said, "We got to stop at a Quacko Bellow." And so now, anytime like I'm back home, and I'm like, "Where should we eat?" And everybody's like, "Quacko Bellow." I did it like twice in a row though, because I was just so hungover, I couldn't speak words, so I talked like a 6-year-old. I don't know why that was a story. Anyway, on with the chlorophyll.
Well, if you make a mistake, man, One time I had this great interview with I'll just say to please everybody, a presidential candidate, and I interviewed said candidate in Eau Claire on their campus, and then I came back to La Crosse and did the introduction to my store, and I said, I was at the Eau Claire Clampus. Now, that's not a big deal, but that's all anybody wanted to talk about. Oh, don't worry about my story.
Oh, you said Clamp. I gotcha.
Clampus, yeah. Oh, my. It haunts me to this day. Anyway, I just wanted to introduce Devontae Adams talking about Tyler Irvin. So, said clip is now.
Sorry.
I don't know if it makes it harder. It's just a little bit of a difference, obviously, because it's something that we kind of rely on and we lean toward doing week in and week out, and having Swerve in the lineup actually or obviously rather makes it a much more.
If you're gonna do that to me, Ryan,
hey,
you make sure that you never show me up on air again.
Well, hey man, I'm sorry, but you keep playing these stupid clips of athletes talk. I don't care what Devontae has to say.
Kind of key in what he's doing.
My show.
I want to get picks.
My name's on it.
No, I want to get picks.
You're lucky that I even let you talk.
Like, what are these guys gonna say? Oh, you know, he tried really hard. Oh, they give me motivation. Who cares, man? Who cares?
Don't you ever?
I don't care.
Ever correct me?
You know what I hate even worse than athlete? Like I hate when they try to give their opinions on issues, man.
Oh,
shut up!
I hate when you give your opinion on anything.
No,
you sit there.
I don't want to. I don't want to hear these athletes' opinions on issues.
Or pick up where he left off.
Oh wait, what?
So that's Devontae Adams. Great stuff from him. Really insightful. Don't you agree, Ryan?
I love when we play audio clips of players talking because, like, it really gives us a sense of what's going on in the locker room and on the field that we don't get to see.
but Irvin's hurt. Who else is hurt? Right. Preston Smith was limited. Robert, apparently it's Tonyan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like the
story. Let's talk about that.
That's the story of the day.
There
we go. I kill everybody for saying wrong names. I've been doing it wrong for 2 years. Why do athletes never, like, correct, like the Tyrod Taylor? It's Tyrod Taylor. Like, why don't athletes ever correct anybody? It always has to be the PR team to do it.
Well, I don't know.
That's going to be hard, like, to get in my head. Tonyan. Rob
Tonyan.
Well,
it's too late now. It's Rob Tonyan now.
Yeah, if I was
Are you going to try to change the Tonyan?
I'm going to try to give the proper name. I mean, nobody knows my name. It's Horvat. I got Horvath. It used to be, you know what was the worst? Is I'd, like, finally get some run, and they'd be like, tonight's draft show. And I'd be like, here it is, with Ryan Horvath. And I'm like, there's no H. Like, where does this H come in here?
I don't know.
Horvat. How hard
is
it?
Well, I think before I met you, I knew
Horvation.
Horvats. I knew Horvaths. I knew Horvaths. Yeah. And not Horvats. So I don't know. Maybe that
you
is.
Don't know any Horvats. Now you're just BSing.
No, Horvath.
Who do you know? Horvath.
I've just seen that name before.
Oh, okay. Do you know Ryan Horvat, hockey player? What about Bo Horvat, hockey player?
I don't know hockey.
That's right. You don't know football.
I don't know football. I didn't play, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Stick to soccer.
Yeah, I wasn't third-string cornerback on my high school team.
You were?
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
So I don't know anything about football. I didn't play in high school.
You probably don't even know how to set the edge.
Oh, God, I don't even know what the edge is. A gap, B gap? I feel like you're talking about musical notes when you say that stuff.
Could you break down cover three and how to beat it?
Only because I've played Madden.
Do you ever do the tutorials like on how to beat cover two, cover one?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. You could do that on there. It's pretty interesting stuff. Sometimes I practice with my squad because I was trying to run with my quarterback. I hate how they changed. Now we're talking Madden.
No, talking Madden.
You're right. I just wanted to get this out there for anybody.
You yelled at me yesterday.
No, because I hate how they changed running with the quarterback. Now you have to, like, tap X to slide it. But if you hold it, they do this thing where they, like, because I was running with my quarterback because I played with the Bills and I got Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, start celebrating and, like, lift the ball over his head and do this high step, and then they hit him and he fumbles. Like, slide, dude.
I don't know how to slide.
No, I know. They changed it.
I tried to slide when I was running with my Jets franchise, and my quarterback
died.
I hit slide, and he just pushed the ball forward.
Yeah, they just fumble it. And it's always on the goal line. I know. And I'm always picking up positive yardage on it. So I did the tutorial. I do the practices now, like, every game just to make sure I know how to slide with my quarterback. You just got to, like, gently tap it. Just tap it in. Just give it a little tappy.
So we're always trying to innovate here on the morning show, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat.
They call us the innovators, actually, around this, like, you know, around like the station. They're like, hey, you guys listen to Bart and Ryan this morning? Man, those guys are innovators.
We said, because we want your Packer predictions, but we want to do it in a clever way.
Innovators.
So instead of just asking for a score, we have said the Packers will win this Sunday if. So then you tell us what you think is going to happen. Brewers fan says, if they score more points than the other team.
Damn it, Brewers fan. We knew that was coming.
Let's see. Pierce says, if they score more points than the Texans.
You ain't wrong.
And Steve says, if they have more on the scoreboard than Houston does. So keep chiming in. We're innovating here.
See, this is why I hate like doing things like this. But if I don't, then I get in trouble for not like running social media all morning long. But like, I mean, Twitter's so. Here's a hot take for you. Social media, hate it. It's cool for like funny videos. Like I posted one today that's not getting nearly enough love. And I don't want to retweet it because I have to like. We have company policy. You got to wear masks like when you leave the studio, and somebody be like, "Hey, why are you wearing a mask inside?" Well, because I have to, or I get fired. Already got in trouble. And then, like, I like funny jokes. But, like Costo said, dude, I hate Twitter because one person, like, has a good funny joke, like if Daniel Jones is the fall over. Yeah. And then 15 people. Like,
if I ever try to make a joke, I search Twitter first. Because one time some Milwaukee comedian, not Rami, one of his buddies accused me of stealing a joke. Mm. Oh, it was such a stupid, like.
But what I hate is, like, it's all the same stuff after a while on Twitter.
But I was giving props the other day on Twitter to Cletus, the robot on Fox. And I've met Cletus in person. I've met him. And I put up a picture, and I got yelled at for not wearing a mask. This picture's from 3 years ago, first of all. Right. Second of all, robots can't contract coronavirus. It's proven. Science. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath on the Fan. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, 1250 AM, The Fan. The big news out of Packers camp yesterday is that Robert Tonyan's name is actually pronounced Robert Tonyan. Tonyan. But he didn't want to correct anybody. When you've been called one thing for so long, I think it's going to be hard. I think I'm going to keep going Tonyan. I guess I'll try out of respect, but it's going to be hard. Like, remember Thon Maker? One stood up and said, actually, my name is Thon McCure. And then Jim Paschke one night tried. He gave him the benefit. He said Thon McCure, but it just wasn't sticking. So it went back to Thon Maker. I feel like that's going to happen here with Robert Tonyan. Or Tonyan. Question in from Twitter. Already forgot the brewer whose name everybody said wrong for 2 to 3 seasons. Who was it? Possibly Junior Guerra? There was a lot of Junior Guerra, Junior Guerrero.
Guerra? Junior. Eddie, I heard Eddie Guerrero in there.
A lot of, that may be it, what you were looking for.
A lot of clapping going on today.
Oh, that's from you. Oh, Josh plays, hey, Josh plays the right way. We said the Packers will win if, he says, they'll win Sunday if they pick off Watson at least twice.
There you go.
So there we go. That's what we're looking for. John is in Franklin, 799-1250. Johnny, how are you feeling about this Sunday's game?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, John.
Well, I'm anxious because, you know, after a bad loss, it seems like they played like 3 weeks ago. It's taken forever to get the next game here so we can hopefully start putting the sins of the past behind us. You know, everybody knows when I make these stupid predictions, I'm about 500 if I'm lucky, and I always default to the home squad, and that's no different this week. I would expect us to be able to win. I expected us to win last week. I didn't expect 12 to have the worst game of his career, but I did say you got to protect 12, and they didn't do that. So just a word to LaFleur in case he's listening this morning on the app. they got this player, J.J. Watt. You got to block him. Okay? Don't be surprised. I know you were surprised by Tampa Bay's blitzes, you know, because they didn't blitz all season. That wasn't the modus operandi of their defense. You were completely unprepared or incapable of stopping it or adjusting to it. So they got this guy, J.J. Watt. He's pretty good. He's got a brother who's pretty good, too. He could have probably had our team, but then I digress. We're going to win. We're going to get things back on track. Where we go from here, I'm not really sure. But this is a defense we should be able to shred.
Give me a score.
Oh, I hate it when you do this.
Just say any two numbers. I don't care.
69-0.
I don't have a score.
34-17. Pack.
All right, there we go.
There's that clapping again.
Well, you're clapping. You got a case of the clap.
I'd give you a round of applause, but I can see you already got the clap. Da-doom, doom. There we go. G-force.
answer for me, Ryan, is that I am a little shook up by the way the Packers lost. I don't like that they seemingly threw the white flag after they went down 14-10. Now, to Rodgers' credit, he still looked all right that next drive. Rodgers made some mistakes Sunday. Mercedes Lewis is just too slow. I like Mercedes Lewis as much as the next guy, Big Dog, but he had a tight end over the middle. He thought he was going to get it to him. He was just too slow. I'm going to blame Mercedes a little more than Rodgers, although Rodgers probably should have known in that regard not to throw it like he normally would. Either way, once they didn't score on that drive, Tampa drove it down the next drive. Tyler Johnson had his touchdown, and then it was effectively over. I am still confident that the Packers are going to win this game. I'm confident in how good the team is because we did see 4 weeks of a very good football team, and it doesn't all get washed away with one game. But the last couple of days, it almost feels like it has. I mean, there was a lot of things that were exposed with the Packers. They don't have another weapon when Davante Adams and Aaron Jones are shut down. Yeah, those are two very good weapons. But when you have a good corner, he can take away Davante. And then you have good linebackers that can take away Aaron Jones. Who's the third guy you're going to get the ball to? Packers maybe don't have that. We thought it could be Robert Tonyan. By the way, John Segura. We still don't know his name. That was another one that just came in.
Yeah.
So it could be Robert Tonyan. It should be MVS, but every deep throw ball Rodgers throws to MVS, it's like MVS just watches it fall down like a comet. He doesn't actually go try to touch the thing. So they don't really have that third guy. The run defense was very bad, and then they did not get the pressure that you would expect a team that went out, got a couple of pass rushers last year, really three with Rashawn Gary in the draft and the Smith brothers in free agency. Mm-hmm. You would expect some pressure on Tom Brady. So every weakness the Packers have, there's going to be games where one is exposed. They were all exposed. And I go back to what I was saying on Monday. This is a team that if they play good competition, their weaknesses are going to be exposed. But when they play a team that, I mean, the Texans, they're just not that good. So the Packers, I think, are going to look more like they did in the first 4 weeks. I expect them to win this game. I'm not sure what the line is at right now. I'm
three
sure.
And a half.
That's it?
3.5. That's
oh, what... well, take that.
I already did.
It's only 3.5.
Yeah, I hammered that, man. I hammered that. Let me see if it jumps.
If the Packers win, which they should, it's going to be by more than 4 points. 3.5.
Let's see here. See if it's moved at all. It was. So I actually got it at 2.5, and I'm going to hammer this over. I got all my bets ready for when we're ready to do that today, too, and I'm feeling really good about this weekend. I've already bet like every. Are you calling somebody?
I'm calling my wife.
Tell her it's tell her the line's 3.5 currently.
Hey, honey. Yeah, it's on a 3.5. That thing we talked about, the mortgage. Yeah, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. It's 3.5.
Tell her the over is there, too.
Okay. What's the over?
That would be right now at 55.
Oh, the over is only 55.
Oh, no. 57.
57? You still want to put our son's college tuition we've saved? Okay. All right. Yep, I'll play some today. Okay, love you. Yep, bye.
She said you guys can do it?
Yeah, we're going to put our son's college tuition on the over, and then we're going to put our house on the 3.5.
Well, you might as well just parlay him then.
I want one or the other.
You should gamble responsibly, man. Okay? It's your kid's future you're talking about right there.
Scott's in his truck. What's up, Scott?
Okay.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Oh, we're good. You?
I'm doing good, man. It's Friday. I get to look at it forward to the sports all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Starting tonight.
And I mean, Bo Rott.
Can't go wrong with that, right?
World Series, Badgers, you got it all.
Bo Rott.
Horvat. I keep hearing them say Horvat. It's Horvat.
Thank you.
But hey, listen up. I think this game for the Packers is going to be a lot closer than people think. I think it's going to be high scoring. I'm predicting something like 41-37, Green Bay.
Well, they still cover then. That's all I need.
Yeah, I think Green Bay with the offense, I think they're just a little bit better than Texans are. Texans. Am I saying that right? You're Texans, right?
Houston Texans, yeah.
Losing my mind here. They keep changing all the time.
Yeah.
But defensively, like you guys have been saying all morning, the Packers are going to have to make a stop. So I'm liking the over. So that's who I'm rolling with. And then I also heard earlier, you know, you guys were talking with, I think it was Note Taken Mike.
Yeah.
In his wrestling. Well, yeah. I have a story for you guys.
Oh, yeah, lay it on us.
When I was young and I was a kid, you know how when you're close to somebody's family and something and you just start calling them your cousins so they become like your second cousin?
Yeah.
The Crusher is like my second cousin.
Really?
Nice.
His sister used to babysit me and my little brother when we were little kids, and he used to come over all the time, and he used to do the body slams on us on the couch all the time.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he was great. And his last appearance was a battle royal of the old versus the new. How it was? It was the Road Warrior, right? That
yeah.
period of time, and the Ultimate Warrior. And they were having a battle royal, and all of a sudden, the Crusher, the Sheik, all these guys come running out and tried to beat them all up. And yeah, he gave me the tickets for it. It was his last appearance on a real like the live wrestling circuit. So it was a great experience for me. It was great knowing him. And I don't know if you guys ever remember the stories about his Cadillac. And the guy was just crazy, man. He would drive it all over Milwaukee. It just he was very personable. You know, he wanted to be friends with everybody. And the guy was just a good guy, man.
That's awesome, man. Thanks for that.
Yeah. So, hey, you guys enjoy your weekend, and I'll give you guys a call next week.
All right, we'll talk to you then, Scott.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Scott's in his truck. I bet those wrestlers love, I mean, when they get the opportunity to do their moves, like, they don't do them as hard, but
yeah.
Unlike kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They just yeah. have a great time. All right. Are we overlooking the Texans?
We can be. We could be overlooking them a little bit, to be quite honest with you, man. This is kind of a must-win game for them. I said that last week against Tennessee. They play Tennessee really tough. They put up a bunch of yardage. They could score some points. I'm scared of them offensively. You know, Deshaun Watson could move around. He could get out of the pocket. He's got a great arm. They got weapons. They got Randall Cobb. They got Brandon Cooks. Hashtag people forget that he's still in the league sometimes. They got David Johnson. They do not have DeAndre Hopkins because Bill O'Brien traded him for a broken down running back, a pack of hot dogs, and a dirty muffin, but they still got a great offense. I do think that this is the weekend, though. This is the Sunday where Zadarius and Preston and Rashawn Gary, everybody needs to get after the quarterback because that offensive line is atrocious, and they need to pound Watson. You can't let him run all over you and throw for 400 yards, man, or that game will be way too tight in the fourth quarter. You got to get after the quarterback, hit him. We can't have any crap like we had last weekend where you let Tom Brady sit in the pocket all game.
Let's talk to Cody Stutes. He will join us next.
Stutesy.
Cody covers the Texans. 1250 AM, The Fan, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. We'll take more of your calls, your thoughts, your predictions. A lot of us in the same boat when it comes to this Packers game. A little concerned about what we saw with Green Bay, but maybe this is a get-right game. Texans, though, they played the Titans tough, and they could have won that game, and you might argue should have won that game. Cody Stutes joins us from a veteran of the Houston sports media scene. You can check out his work, SINow.com. Cody, thanks for a couple minutes. How are you doing down there?
I'm doing fantastic, and yes, you absolutely could argue that the Texans should have won that football game against the Titans, and if they just knew how to tackle, they probably would have won the football game against the Titans.
I wish they could have just covered the four for me, man.
You and me both. I'm sitting here saying they're going to pull the upset. I'm live betting them when they're down, thinking, okay, they're going to bounce back, and then all of a sudden, you know, Derrick Henry goes banana, and then all of a sudden it's no good for the Texans.
The Texans, if you guys didn't see the game last week, they were up 7 after a touchdown they scored, and then Romeo Crennel has taken over for Bill O'Brien, decided to go for 2. I like the move. If you have a chance to end that game, I like the move. Also, Romeo Crennel, you know, he's 73. What does he care? You know, he's just trying to do what he can. I like the move, and I think that what we've seen is this team, at least under Romeo Crennel, very different, at least more competitive than they were under Bill O'Brien.
was fascinating. Bill O'Brien did not call the plays this year to start the season. And somehow, some way, he still got big time game management things wrong for this Texans team. He took back play calling, and then he's out of a job. Romeo Crennel, in 2 weeks, built up more cachet with game decisions, going for it on fourth down, when to kick, when to go for this touchdown. He built up more cachet in 2 weeks than Bill O'Brien had in 6 years. It's definitely a different team. They're going to take risks. They're going to try to get Deshaun Watson going early, and then they're just going to try to hang on to their hats on defense and hope that they can maybe get a turnover. They've been able to force turnovers the past couple of weeks. They got two against Jacksonville. They were able to get two against the Titans, a team that really doesn't turn the football over that much. So it's definitely a different team under Romeo Crennel. The energy, the vibe, and it's definitely different. And Crennel, he's not afraid to go for it. Like you said, he's 73. What's he going to do next year? Cash in his retirement. Okay, that's what Romeo's going to do next year. And if he doesn't, he's going to get a nice cushy job with some NFL team. He's not going to have to work super hard. What does he care if they lose a football game? At the time, they were a 1-4 football team. Now they're a 1-5 football team. Heck, go for it every fourth down, every onside kick. Who cares? Just try to get a victory here if you're the Texans.
Talking Texans Packers with Cody Stutes. Cody, there's teams that I like. Being in Wisconsin, I like our teams. There's teams that I hate, rivals and such. But then there's teams that I have no really affiliation with, but then I see what they do, and what they do is so wrong all the time that it drives me insane, even though I shouldn't care. And that's how the Texans have been the last few years under Bill O'Brien. These trades that he makes, I don't know what he's doing. Obviously, they fired him, so they moved on. But it seems like this franchise, if they're going to get to a level where they want to be, that era was not a success. I don't know why it lasted for so long, I guess, is what I'm saying to you.
The Texans went all in, and they went all in on a bunch of guys that were average at best on their best day. You look at what the Baltimore Ravens have done the past couple of seasons. They did a big all-in push. The Ravens have done. They traded like a fifth-round pick and a backup linebacker for Marcus Peters. They traded a fifth-round pick for Calais Campbell. They traded some mid-round picks for Yannick Ngakoue. Meanwhile, Bill O'Brien's trading a third-round pick for Gerrion Conley, who's played 8 games for this team in 2 seasons, hasn't even played in 2020, and is a free agent at the end of the year. He traded a third-round pick for Duke Johnson, and then the offense that he called, he didn't use Duke Johnson. He didn't throw him the football. It's just crazy that Bill O'Brien not only made these moves and made these decisions, some of these are a little defensible. Like, okay, bringing back Bradley Roby, that's probably the only good move that Bill O'Brien made, was bringing back Bradley Roby to be the team's number one cornerback. Outside of that, almost every move that he made, extending guys that didn't need to get extended, letting guys walk that shouldn't have been let walk, and then obviously the big Laramie Tunsil move, that one was tough to justify, but at least Tunsil's been an absolute stud at left tackle for them since he got here. The DeAndre Hopkins thing is just crazy. They didn't get value for Hopkins. They took back the entire contract of David Johnson, who is so far removed from that David Johnson that won everybody their fantasy football league 4 years ago or 3 years ago, whatever it was. He just doesn't have any juice. Every time they run the ball with David Johnson up the middle, it's a negative, net negative for this offense. It's just really hard to see because you're in the next to last year of cheap Deshaun Watson. You're going to have cheap Deshaun Watson next year. The team's going to be okay. And then after that, he's going to be expensive, and it's very hard to build a team. The next GM and the coach are going to have a tough time. They're going to have a nice solid base with Deshaun, but they're going to have a tough time getting this thing back to where it needs to go.
Cody, I'm a huge, huge Deshaun Watson fan. I have been since he's been at Clemson, and now I can't even stand Clemson, but I just love Deshaun so much. So I have had this thing for the last couple of years. I can't stand Bill O'Brien, and I don't understand how he ever got that job. Can't stand the guy. So I actually made a list of all of his blunders, all of his bad moves. Tell me which one, as a Texans fan, bothers you the most. Waiting too long to get a left tackle. You got to remember Watson sacked 19 times in 7 games his rookie year before tearing his ACL. Only getting a third-round pick for Jadeveon Clowney. Giving up a third-round pick for Duke Johnson. Giving up a second-round pick for Brandon Cooks, or trading DeAndre Hopkins for a broken-down David Johnson. Which move? And he wanted Brock Osweiler as a starting quarterback, we can't forget. Which one of those bothers you the most, covering the team?
The one that was the toughest to handle was DeAndre Hopkins, because yeah, you saw a couple of weeks later Stephon Diggs go for a bigger haul, and Stephon Diggs isn't half the wide receiver Hopkins is. Now, Diggs is really good, don't get me wrong, with Stephon Diggs going for more in a trade than DeAndre Hopkins went for, I'm sure the Bills were probably scratching their head thinking, why couldn't we give up that for DeAndre Hopkins? Bill O'Brien should not have been the general manager. Bill O'Brien should not have been the decision maker. He didn't call around. He didn't check around and get maximum value for this team. And, oh, by the way, if he had just paid Carlos Hyde a few extra million bucks, he wouldn't have made the trade for David Johnson. He wouldn't have needed it. Think about this. His plan B, his plan A was to pay Carlos Hyde. His plan B was to trade the best offensive player in the history of this franchise for David Johnson. That's how bad of a general manager he was. If he had gotten maximum value, if he'd gotten a first-round pick, if he'd gotten, you know, multiple second-round picks, I think you could maybe not look at that as the absolute worst thing that he did. But he totally changed up this offense. He made it very difficult to get the offense going early on in the season when he had one of the toughest schedules in football. Like, I'm not saying that they're not 0-3, 0-4 if DeAndre Hopkins is here, but it looks a lot better. And if it looks better, maybe Bill O'Brien's still the coach of this team. So don't get me wrong. Bill O'Brien, the coach, got Bill O'Brien fired. Okay, he was a bad football coach the past few weeks of his tenure and then towards the back end of last year. He's a bad football coach. But Bill O'Brien, the general manager, helped him out the door with some of the decision-making.
Cody, as far as the Texans now, I mean, they could still be making some trades. Maybe some of their receivers. I think Kenny Stills is brought up. He's with Texans, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Brandon Cooks, Will Fuller.
Sorry. What was I thinking of? I was thinking of Dolphins.
You're good.
So, Randall Cobb, but J.J. Watt, everybody that writes for the Packers around here, their website hits have gone up pretty substantially because they can just say, oh, J.J. Watt's from Wisconsin. Packers trade for J.J. Watt. Could it happen? So then they write about it. Is Watt likely to get traded? What would that take? Who could get traded from this Texans team?
Hey, no, you were wrong to forget that Kenny Stills is on this team because he shows up less often than you would think a guy who has that type of speed show up. No, don't get me wrong.
Thanks for the save.
You're totally fine on that. As far as the trades go, I think it's really tough to get rid of J.J. Watt because if you do believe he's a generational talent, then he is just entering what is, you know, the late middle part of his career. I mean, Reggie White played until his mid-30s, you know, mid-late 30s, okay? J.J. just turned 31. He'll be 32 next year, which is the same year or same age when Reggie White changed teams. And, yes, going back home to Green Bay, that'd be fantastic. The tough part is you got to weigh out what can you actually get back for J.J. Watt. I don't know many teams are going to give you a first-round pick for J.J. Watt. And if a team's not going to give you a first-round pick, can that second-round pick, so let's just say the second-round pick's pretty good. You got 3 years of the second-round pick, and then you got to pay him. Is he going to be J.J. Watt good in the first year or two? No, he's not. Would Watt want to go somewhere and have an opportunity to win and maybe even to the Packers? Yeah, I think he'd entertain it, but I also think he's comfortable. He's comfortable. I don't think it's out of the question, but I also don't think that he's going to go to management and say, get me out of here, because there's a chance that J.J. Watt wants to finish his career as a member of the Houston Texans, and that can be quite a lucrative situation. He's in the last year of his contract next year, doesn't have any guaranteed money on his deal, so you would assume that that's going to get moved around not only to help the cap, but also to get him a little bit more money. And I just don't think you can get what you need to get from J.J. Watt. Having him on the team, he's the only defender that is regularly good and has the potential to be great and transcendent on that football field. He's the only guy on the defense. Like, Bradley Roby's been nice at corner, but Bradley Roby still gets beat because wide receivers, it's so easy to play wide receiver. J.J. Watt's the only guy that can be a great football player on this defense, and if you get rid of him, there's not a clear path to adding that guy or that type of guy back on this defense, so it's really tough. Could Kenny Stills get moved? Absolutely. I think they're going to keep Cooks. I think they're going to see what they can get out of Will Fuller. It's tough to move Randall Cobb because of his contract. You take a little financial hit. And then Deshaun Watson came out this week and said, we're not trading anybody. We're going to go forward with this team. Now, Deshaun Watson doesn't make the decision, but if I was the interim general manager hoping to maybe stick around in this organization, I'd probably listen to what the star quarterback had to say.
As far as this game, you know, the Packers were – they're a good team, but when they play better teams, all of their weaknesses are exposed. I think coming into this game – there's some problems there. Maybe they linger over. I don't think the Texans are good enough to beat them is where I land.
The defense is atrocious. This should be
one of the biggest games Aaron Jones has ever played, and if it's not, then something went horribly wrong for the Packers. Ryan Tannehill was almost untouched last week. Just sat back, just picked the defense apart. There's just not a lot of talent on this defense. Outside of Watt and Roby, I don't think anybody's playing regularly on an average level. Everybody's below average at pretty much every other spot. So you think about that, 9 out of 11 players on defense are regularly below average as a defender. That's not very good. If the Packers make a mistake, the Texans will take advantage of it. You're going to have to score some points because the Texans are going to score some points. They've unleashed Deshaun Watson the past couple weeks. He was, I think, 10 of 13 passing on first down for over 100 yards last week. So they finally stopped running the ball up the middle on first down with David Johnson every time and let Deshaun Watson get after it. And that's something he's found a rhythm with these wide receivers with Fuller and Cooks and Cobb and even Stills to an extent. He's been able to make it work despite his top tight end being hurt. So they're going to score some points. So the Packers are going to have to score some points to beat the Texans. And the Texans have done a decent job of taking advantage of mistakes. So if the Packers do make a mistake, a fumble or an interception, the Texans will have a little bit of juice. But the Texans will make a mistake. They'll throw you one or they'll put one on the carpet, and then you can take it back the other way because the defense is just it's just paper mache. You run right through it. And if they're not running the ball more than they're throwing the ball on the Green Bay sideline, something's gone horribly wrong. I don't know who's going to cover Devontae Adams. Like I said, Bradley Roby's nice. But even Bradley Roby can't hold up for 60 minutes against Devontae Adams. So it's going to be tough. But if Green Bay makes any sort of mistake, Deshaun Watson can really get this thing pumping and can put some points on the board and put some pressure on the Packers.
Cody, appreciate the insight. Good stuff from you, and we'll find a reason to talk soon.
Absolutely, anytime.
Cody Stutes joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Find him again at sinow.com. Good stuff there. That's a good, honest look about the team that the Packers will be facing this coming up weekend. I just want to clarify, I knew that Kenny Stills was on the Texans. One of my friends told me that they didn't think he was.
Is that the same guy that told you Zach Lowe is in the NBA and not a reporter?
Different friend.
Oh, that was Mark. Okay.
Yeah. I knew.
You need to stop listening to your friends. Like, you're the professional.
My friend was telling me.
You know what? You're lucky that you got me, though.
I know.
I do the homework. Speaking of homework, are we going to do our picks and fun facts, or are we not getting to that today? Because it's already 8:47 a.m., man.
We do it every week at 9, man.
Oh, I thought we had trivia at 9, man.
9:30, man.
All right, man. You know, you, Mark, like, you guys mixing up all... I bet you... Hey, where does Eric Bledsoe play?
Right now?
Yeah, where's he at?
The Bucks.
All right, I was just making sure you actually watch the games, because I know you come in here sometimes and try to read off the box score, and I don't like doing shows with you when you do that.
Now I've gotten to the point where I don't even read the box score before I'm on air. I used to do it until I get out.
I hate when you get names wrong.
Yeah, I get names wrong.
I'm like, Bart, come on, man. It's Tunyon, not Tanya. You jerk.
Windowselect.com, check them out this week, a.k.a. today, a.k.a. right now, a.k.a. 5 minutes ago. They've got some great deals. I've been telling you about these guys for a while. The windows are incredible. The quality of the product. And thank you. I do like to see when they do come out and you guys show me like a before and after picture. You can just DM them to me or whatever. I think it's neat. It's neat to see the improvement that you've made in your home on the windows. You may have windows that have been with your home since you got your home. And those are some old windows. And these are windows before the quality and craftsmanship was really put into them, especially with the energy efficiency. This is a relatively newer thing. And at Window Select, it's close to, if not the top priority that they have. They make sure that these windows are of the highest quality, very energy efficient, going to help you lower the heating costs throughout the winter. You can check them out and check out the product at 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Again, Window Select, check them out. Not only is the product great and they back it up with a double lifetime warranty, one of the best in the whole industry, the deals are great. Very affordable to get these products. They'll do your windows, siding, and doors. And when they come out, it's a buy one, get one free on windows. No payments for 12 months once you get it installed. And I say do it immediately. At least call them, get something scheduled, get a consultation scheduled so you can take advantage of the free installation. They have that deal this week. And so make sure you get it done this week. Windowselect.com, 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers practice in pads inside the Hudson Center. Missing were defensive tackle Tyler Lancaster, running back Tyler Irvin, and left tackle David Bakhtiari due to injury. Now, last year, the Packers' defense pressured the quarterback over 300 times. So far this year, those numbers are less than half. Where is the pass rush? Matt LaFleur.
Certainly hasn't been to the level that we want. We definitely know we need to get more rush. It's something that we've been working hard on, and hopefully that'll show in this next game.
The Packers fly to Houston tomorrow to face the Texans on Sunday. The Texans off to a horrible 1-5 start and may become sellers before the trading deadline. Defensive end J.J. Watt, born in Waukesha, was asked if he ever dreamed of playing for the Packers one day.
I imagine myself playing for Pewaukee High School. That's as far as I got in my dreams at the time, so... I mean, growing up in Wisconsin, you know, that's just the way it was.
Best Packers coverage on 1250 AM, The Fan.
Who scored it up for you in your fantasy league this week? Who just killed your team this week and sent you to the loss column? It's Who's Hot and Who's Not on the Bart Winkler Show, presented to you by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free, plus no payments for a year. Call Windows Select today, 262-703-3500.
But they're playing to the scouting report. Shotgun formation, Jones fakes it, now he runs. He's got a huge hole, 25-30, and there he goes! Daniel Jones stumbles down at the 15. He could not get there. Running out of gas. Jones had nothing but green grass in front of him. And that typifies what this has been all about. He is down at the 8.
You know, that's the Westwood One call. That's Ian Eagle and then friend of show Ross Tucker laughing. Daniel Jones last night, an 80-yard run, and then he fell. The longest rush by a quarterback ever without a touchdown. I feel bad. Like, I don't think it's that funny. Am I wrong?
I mean,
it's an 80-yard run.
It was kind of funny, but, like, yeah, he just.
It's so football guy to laugh at a quarterback for falling on a run. He just ran 80 yards.
He's the leading rusher this year.
Yeah, he had 92 rushing yards last night.
Insane.
On top of 187 yards in the air, 2 touchdowns. I'd say that's a good fantasy night for him. Carson Wentz, 359 yards and 2 scores. He also rushed one. Richard Rodgers.
I played all of his prop overs, baby.
The lean, mean fighting machine.
He won me $200 last night.
How much weight did he lose? He looks thin.
A bunch. I guess.
Maybe it's that Kelly Black or Green or whatever they call it. 6 for 85 last night.
Yeah, I hammered all of his overs, and then I saw some, like, betting dude, and he was like, Richard Rodgers is going to go under because I played in a basketball league with him this summer. And I guess he dropped, like, 25 pounds, 30 pounds just playing hoops.
I told you Boston Scott would not have a good yardage night, but he did score. And then the big bust was there was an injury to Devontae Freeman, so he had three.
He sucks.
Yeah, I can't believe how good he used to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's no good, though.
He was the premier fantasy football running back for a season. He was the guy.
Yeah, but think of like all the guys we've said that about. Chris Johnson. Remember when Peyton Hillis was a thing and then he sat out a whole year with strep throat?
I do recall that, yes.
After being on the Madden cover? Yeah.
I also recall that. So those are a little bit of your fantasy hot knots. It's one game already down in week 7. A lot more to go.
Picks time.
It does look like the Raiders-Buccaneers game is on, although it was moved. No longer in primetime Sunday night.
They want to make sure they get a primetime game.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Arizona-Seattle anyway, right?
Yeah, horse apiece for me. I think Raiders-Buccaneers is going to be a good matchup. But I got Red Zone, so what the hell do I care? Sunday ticket. I'm elite. Actually, I got it for free from DirecTV. I just like to brag. No one cares. We have our picks.
I don't get anything for free, so it's unless you give it to me.
Again.
Ha.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!